Okay, tonight is a very special topic, and true to form, I'm going to talk all the way around it. Don't expect conciseness, but it is going to be me talking a lot tonight. I want to bring you up to date on what's going on. I see that, yes. So anyways. I'm going to start off by saying that I'm grieving. I'm a broken-hearted man. Our brother David, tonight was the night I was going to introduce him to everybody as my lover's son. And I won't be able to do that. As you guys know, a week ago, we had our meeting outside. David didn't show up. I was frantic. I was worried about him. I went over to his place, and I couldn't get in because there's security gates like you wouldn't believe. That night, I got maybe 3 hours of sleep worrying about him because he never breaks his word. He never, never leaves us dangling. And I knew that there was something seriously wrong. So the next morning at around 4 o'clock in the morning, I posted something on his Facebook page. I said, "Something's wrong. Please call me. Here's my number. If you know anything about what's going on with David." I heard from his brother, I heard from his female friend, I heard from a male friend, and then I deleted the post because I didn't want it to, like, spiral. That was enough to build a team. His brother called the San Diego police, and they came out, and while I was there, waiting at his home, and they got in, and they're looking around. Well, one of them came back out to the police car and looked him up, and sure enough, he says, "Oh, we know where he is. He's in prison." I said, "Really? Okay. Thank you," you know, so they left. Well, so then I started networking with the other three people on the team, and one of them did some searching and found that he was, that he'd been arrested by the FBI about an hour before he was supposed to show up here. I've been speaking with his brother extensively. His brother has been talking to him extensively for about the last month because David has been in terror of this. What happened was that David has been using BearShare. I'll be talking more about the technology. BearShare to download porn. He's in the IT department of, you know, his job that he now no longer has, and he should have known better than to just do it in the open. The problem with torrenting, who here does not know about torrents? I'm here to tell you. Torrents were a wonderful innovation in the realm of downloading pirated stuff. Because rather than saying, "Hey, I'm here and I want to download a huge file over there," well, if that one source turns off the computer, you lose it and, you know, you've wasted your time and there's no good. Torrenting is different. Torrenting is where everybody shares in the process of getting the complete file. So if somebody says, "Hey, I've put it out there, there's this big file, come and get it," well then, you know, 700 people worldwide start getting pieces of it. But then they share with each other, saying, "Oh, you need this piece here. This goes faster if we do it." So it speeds up the process and makes it more likely that you're going to get the result. The problem with this is that decades ago, the Supreme Court made it law that it is not illegal to download. But it's majorly fucking illegal to upload. The problem with torrents is that while you're downloading, it's also uploading. I strongly believe that the FBI intentionally, and he was arrested by the FBI, you know, by the FBI, I believe that they're intentionally putting little pieces of bait out there to see who downloads it so that they can snag them and put them in jail. David is currently in the Metropolitan Correction Center downtown. It's a tall building with very slender windows, so nobody can climb out. He's there without bail. He is there. The case is secret. It is, you know, I forget what the term is. I'm very disappointed because I showed up, was it yesterday? I'm so depressed I can't even think. I showed up early for his court date, the first time they were going to show up in court, and had to go to the FBI building downtown. And went through security, had to do all the stripping down and all that other stuff. And I was being very friendly so they wouldn't, you know, attack me in any way or, you know, mistreat me. And as I am done and putting my belt back on, they say, well, who are you supposed to see? I said, David Griffin. He says, what's it for? And I said, child porn. And he says, oh, that was 2 days ago. There's nothing to see here today. I went, huh? How do I find out? He says, go to that other building and go to the fourth floor and talk to the clerk. So I went to the fourth floor, talked to the clerk, got the papers, got all that stuff, came back down. By this time, I'd gone through security, pulling off my belt and stuff 3 times. I got into the courtroom. The judge was dealing with this person and then that person. Rooms full of lawyers. Judge leaves. Every head turns around and looks at me and they say, who are you here to see? I said, David Griffin. Who? David Griffin. And they all get this look on their face. And they say, oh, he got handled earlier. So I missed my chance to let him know that I love him and that I support him. And he's going through hell right now. I mean, the prison system is awful. I really regret my one chance to bring him some daylight and some sunlight in his life. And I have been getting like 3 hours of sleep a night. I've been so busy, worried about him. And the reason why I'm telling you this, guys, is I want to warn you. If you do download porn, don't upload it. If you're using a torrenting program, use a VPN. And thank you, Scott. Please come sit near here. We're going to talk about VPNs now. VPN is a virtual private network. It means that I am paying around $120 a year for a VPN. I do not go on the internet at all, in any way, on my computer without having a VPN running. Because I don't trust what's going on. Because if I do anything that that Cox Cable doesn't like, I get nasty grams. You're downloading too much. You're using it for this. You're using it for that. They're spying on us. The reason why I'm suspicious, why I consider this to be nasty and a horrible perpetration, one, several reasons. As anyone here who has known our David, the only people I've ever seen him flirt with, date with, or fuck with all have gray in their beards. The woman who is David's friend says that he was there when all of her children were small. And she has spoken to her children. You know, they're all teenagers now. Said, no, he never was all hams and clams with us. He was always kind and sweet. When I spoke to David Brock's family of young Twinkie boys, they said, oh, no, we've been with him, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, and he's always been very distant with us sexually. I believe that he was entrapped. Why? Because I'm a fucking gay man in his 50s. Because within my lifetime, I had to worry when I was in my 20s of being in public and being cruised by a hot guy. Because it was perfectly fine and perfectly legal to have some hot guy, you know, in a cruisy area, and you flirt with him, he flirts back. You say, okay, let's go home to my place and fuck. At that point, he brings out the handcuffs. And it was perfectly legal. Well, of course, they're gay. They're perverts. They're nasty. This was within our lifetimes. I'm sure we could all share some stories about that. But it was entrapment. Well, they can't do that with the fags anymore. Well, now they're trying to figure out some way to keep on adding to the incarceration system. I loaded a chart onto the iPad here. I think it's highly illustrative. I'm very passionate on this topic. Okay. See what?
Your content's over. I don't know if it's empty or not.
It's empty. Thank you. And of course, I've got rotate turned off. Let me turn it back on. Okay. So back to photos. Okay, this picture here, I can pass it around. This shows the incarceration rate in the United States versus every other civilized nation, or civilized or uncivilized. The United States comprises 5% of the human population on Earth. We provide 25% of the incarcerated prisoners. Why? Because it has been privatized. And in order for those wealthy fucks that are running these prisons to do well, they have to have a constant flow of prisoners. And it's a tax upon the poor and the working class, because some rich guy, no problem, just hire a rich lawyer, expensive lawyer, he's out of there. David's looking at, if he hires his own lawyer, between $30,000 and $100,000 for a child porn case. Legal fees. He's got a court-appointed lawyer for all the good that's probably going to do him. Who knows? For those of you who may not know David, this is our David. This is what our David looks like.
Oh.
He has been one of my very closest and best friends, and he is a true friend, and I'm absolutely appalled at what has happened to that poor man, and I can't even imagine what he's going through. Yes?
I just wanted to add, I've known David probably 7 or 8 years now. I was friends with him in Washington State when I lived up there with him. I actually dated him for a while. We've been friends a long time. When he first moved down to California, he lived with us for about 6 months. And this is highly out of character for him. He definitely has his kinks, and he definitely has his taboo things that he's into, like, you know, the role play of incest and things like that, which is, I think, what got him is, I think he downloaded something that he assumed was a role play scene, and it turned out to be something that was a little more real than that. And this is not, I want to just be clear, as someone else who's known him a long time, this is not his thing. He's always gone for the daddies and always gone for the cubbies that were, if he liked a cub, they were like in their 30s. You know, he's never, you know, I was one of the youngest guys he'd ever dated at 25, 26 at the time. And it's awful to think about, but I just wanted to make sure Tony wasn't the only one saying that this definitely rings of something where he downloaded something, probably he didn't check it closely or didn't look at it at all and intended at looking at it later. The way these programs work is the minute you download it, it's immediately available for everyone else to download it from your computer at that point. So he was immediately distributing it involuntarily, and that's probably how they nailed it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure that was...
According to the paperwork, they put out an order for his arrest in like around December 18th, I think, but then executed it a week ago. And that he had known about it beforehand, according to his brother, and was living in terror. Somehow or another, he had known about it. And he'd been afraid to talk to any of us about it. So I'm going to continue talking about VPNs. I'm scattered today, and I apologize for that. Virtual private network is like an extremely rigidly unbreakable tunnel between you and what you want. For instance, I use what's called Viper VPN, VYPER VPN. It's worth $120 a year to me. VYPER VPN. I like it. It works well for me. Don't get the cheap version. Get the medium version. Because then you get 256-bit. Then nobody can crack it. I mean, as far as I know, I could be just a hootin', but 256-bit, I mean, with 128-bit, it would take every computer on Earth working 2 years to crack the code. 256-bit is several orders of magnitude more powerful than that. Anybody say anything about that? No.
Not really.
So let me just finish this one thought, and then I'll turn it over to you. What happens is that if I connect with the Viper VPN, the Golden Frog server up in Los Angeles, because it's nearby and it's the shortest distance from me to some other city, then let's say somebody says, somebody from this address, this IP address, is downloading this file. They look, and all they see is that it's Golden Frog up in L.A. They don't see it's me. What were you going to say?
About the encryption levels.
Yes,
and
please.
Any ANY cryptographic code can be decrypted. The question, that's a given, that's not a question. The question is, how long does it take for you to do it?
Yes.
So something that has two-bit encryption, pretty easy, 128, much more difficult. 256, much more difficult. So, there's also the concept of how long it takes for the for you to decrypt it versus compared to how long the information is either viable or sensitive. So if you exchange messages and it would only be sensitive for 12 months and it takes you 20 years to decrypt it.
Yeah. There's bigger fish than us that are encrypting the crap out of things. Right now, Apple and Google are catching hell from the United States government because they gave up on cooperating with the government. Right now they're catching all sorts of hell in the news because they're saying, you're helping terrorists. It's always a nice thing to say, to get their way. Won't someone think of the terrorists? Or, in this case, won't someone think of the children? Mm-hmm. And we need to have a talk about the whole incarceration thing. It's gotten way out of control. It's just crazy. There are more prisons in the United States than there are colleges. And that's a fact. And that's sick. That's really, really fucking sick. So one additional advantage of having a VPN, especially a good high-quality one, is that Cox Cable, in my case, that I use for my pipeline to the Internet, they can't tell what the fuck I'm doing. They can't say, that person is downloading porn, so I should throttle the speed, because they will. They'll slow you down. You're paying for high speed, but they feel, we can get away with it because they're doing those naughty things. So there's a lot more security. Yes, please.
There's one thing to note about VPNs that are hosted in the United States is that they do fall under the jurisdiction of the federal government.
Yeah.
If you do... I'll share a little story that just happened back in December. I had two roommates. One of them was a friend that I'd known for 20 years. Very close, very loving, great, best of friends. And his husband, I had only met him when they moved in, so I'd known them for about 2 years. On December 9th, I was sound asleep in my bed, and I heard a commotion outside, and the FBI, this local police, they burst in, and they dragged me out of my bed, out of my apartment, with a gun in my face, and then they served me a warrant for child pornography.
Wow.
Turned out that my friend's husband was downloading child pornography, and he got caught uploading it as well, and they narrowed it down to his cell phone. But they seized everything in the house, and it traumatized the fuck out of me. And I kicked them out the next day. Needless to say, they understood. And for that, I am very grateful that they were being monitored. And I am also grateful that VPNs are not foolproof. At least U.S.-hosted VPNs. If you are downloading child pornography, or you're downloading pirated software, or something that you shouldn't be, and somebody comes up and says, you can't download Miley Cyrus's songs, that's illegal, and you happen to be on a VPN, all they need to do is take your IP, file a subpoena to Green Frog or whoever it is, and say, tell us who this is, and they'll track you down.
Yeah.
There are VPNs outside of our country that you can sign up with that are like, no, your warrants mean nothing to us.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
That's something to take note of.
Yeah, Golden Frog has...
100% legally secure, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golden Frog has servers in many, many cities, but generally, you want to go for the one that's closest. Like, say, Mexico City is not as fast as the connection to Los Angeles, but, you can just say, just use Mexico City. Yeah. I'd like to open it up to discussion. Who has thoughts? Who has opinions? Who has experiences? What would they like to share? I know it's a lot of heavy stuff to talk about. Yes, please.
Would it be worthwhile to contact the national, National Organization for Sexual Freedom? Club X uses that as a resource because a lot of times you have child custody cases where, say, one of the spouses is in an open relationship or they're kinky, and the other spouse is trying to use it against them. And so they usually have a team that combats these kinds of cases because it happened. In fact, it happened to a friend of mine. She's in an open relationship with her boyfriend, and her ex-husband tried to use that against her for child support, child custody. And so I don't know if that's a worthwhile thing to look into, because that's the kind of thing they defend against.
That is wonderful.
Because it's rampant. I mean, amongst the gay community, amongst the straight community, any way they can, you know, they can vilify you and demonize you, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Here in San Diego, we had a situation 15 years ago, I think it was, where Club X was having a play party at a Masonic lodge over here on Adams Avenue. It's fully, you know, legal, no problem at all. People showed up, they signed in, you know, you signed the form saying, you know, I'm here on my own, you know, recognizance, and I'm not offended by what I see tonight. Well, they got the party started. There wasn't any fucking or anything. It was just playing. And as soon as, you know, the party got going, then a whole bunch of cops, you know, pulled out badges and started handcuffing people. So then six people were arrested, and I gave them the nickname of the San Diego Six. And they had to call in the National, you know, for Sexual Freedom crew. And they had to raise about $100,000 for lawyer fees, which we did. The reason why it was so important is because these people weren't just being slapped on the wrist. They were given the maximum punishments, where you would have to register as a sex offender for the rest of your life and all the rest of that stuff. And people were appalled. And it was all tossed out when they finally got it through the courts and had to pay all those lawyer fees, because in San Diego, at least in this jurisdiction, you have to have someone there who is offended. But every person that got into the building, including the cops, had to sign a form saying, I'm not offended. So they went in there under false pretenses. Now it was their, you know, their saving grace. Otherwise, those people would still, you know, long time later, still be suffering. Back when I was much younger, it is my strong belief that I am the last gay man in San Diego who was given the Rodney King treatment just for being gay by cops. This was about 30 years ago. I was at Mr. Dillon's, which is now Rich's, and it was a very busy night. Everybody's dancing. I'm up on the stage. One, I like to show off, big surprise, and two, I like the room, so I'm not dislocating somebody's jaws, I'm flapping my arms around. But I saw, from my high vantage point, two cops coming in through the door, and they were bashing people out of their way with their fists. And this upset me. So, big, six foot five, Papa Tony, trying to be unobtrusive, tries to sneak closer to get a badge number, as if I could be unobtrusive. Well, they caught me. That made me the target. One of them called on his walkie-talkie, and four more cops came in, and together they beat the living fuck out of me. I'm down on the ground, screaming and crying, so why are you doing this? What did I do? And they kicked me, and they beat me with clubs, and they broke my eye socket. They blackened both my eyes. They broke my nose. That's why it looks this way. They broke several ribs, and a lot of bruising, a lot of black and blue. And I was handcuffed and arrested for resisting arrest and assaulting an officer, and so was my boyfriend at the time, who just was trying to, you know, come in between me and them. And so we're thrown in jail all night, along with the manager of the bar, who just came up to ask what the hell was going on. And so then when we came to trial 30 years ago, the jurors, bunch of white heterosexuals, said, well, of course, look at them, they're beasts, they're terrible people, you know, bunch of fags, you know, beating up on the cops, how shameful. And since in my case it was my first offense ever at a spotless record, then I was given 200 hours of community service. I did it, but it really traumatized me and made me very suspicious and afraid of cops. So that when I'm down at the festival, you know, the Pride Festival every year, and I see the cops recruiting people, I have this real strong dichotomy inside me. Oh, how nice that they're reaching out to gay people, and I wonder if some of that culture is still in there. And I'm wondering if it's just all, you know, Department of Homeland Security, because when I went to the FBI building, everybody looked at me like I was a radioactive toad ready to explode. You know, like I was a real problem. It was not a nice place to be. And I felt like saying, you know, I hope Alberto Gonzalez is proud of you guys. You know, because this is really creepy. This is not human. This is strange. And maybe I was being paranoid and hostile. You know, I'm real rattled about all this. So I'm running out of things to say. I know I had a whole bunch more, but unfortunately I can't think of it. I'm still kind of upset. So let's open up the discussion as far as any experiences that anyone has had with law enforcement in terms of being gay or being kinky. Has anybody had any? I guess not.
Okay. just be aware, in Morley Field, I don't know if you guys go there. You know where Morley Field is. I'm not sure what the tennis courts are and stuff like that. I was there like 2 months ago and I went to use the bathroom because I really had to pee. And there were two undercover cops right outside the bathroom. There was one guy outside the bathroom with like a radio and sunglasses. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. And I went inside and started peeing at the urinal. And right next door in the stall was a guy kind of like shuffling his feet. Larry.
Lovely.
Crazy.
And shuffling his feet.
So they're still doing it.
And so I thought, whoa, this is really pretty strange. So
I just did that recently.
So I finished peeing and went out there. And you can tell the guys who like to communicate. The guy outside was just ready to run in and arrest whoever he could. So just be aware of all that.
You didn't rat him out?
Did I rat him out?
No.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
I don't talk to anybody that's going to arrest me.
Well, I'll just add experience that I had for 10 years of my life while I was in the Navy, and I've told this story before. And this was in the 80s, so this was before the wonderful Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and before that even went away. When you were in the military, you went to a bar because the undercover cops of San Diego would constantly come to the bars and harass you. I mean, it got to be where most of the bars had a red light they'd flip on, and they suspect another cop, and everybody that was kissing or whatever, holding each other, would immediately, you know, hands to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, being in the military, shore patrol usually was right behind them. And so, you know, being in the military, you have to have your military ID on you at all times, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But I had a California driver's license, so, you know, I had that. When I went out to the bars, I literally had to hide my military ID outside, because when the undercover cops would come in and want to see your ID, when you open up your wallet to take your driver's license out, they're looking for that military ID, just the top part of it, and they know, and then they turn you over to shore patrol and continue their witch hunt.
Yeah.
So having lived through that, and you know, you never could get real drunk because you didn't remember to go get your military ID out from underneath that bush or that stone that you put it under outside the bar down the block. So, I mean, I never got busted or anything like that for doing it because I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I was gay, I was being myself, and if they had a problem, that was their problem. But you had to do something just, you know, to protect yourself. So, and I did that for 10 years. And, you know, Papa Tony, some of these older gentlemen, you'll remember, you know, just going to the bar, you know, was... You know, undercover cops would come in. This one, the brass rail, was really the brass rail. And they would come in there on Saturday nights at least two or three times.
Yeah.
And Piggy that worked there, they had a red light thing in the back of the bar that they'd flip on, and everybody knew to put your hands to your side, quit sucking face, and, you know, pretend you're straight in a gay bar. What am I here? So that's just another thing of... You know, how you had to live your life. I did that for 10 years.
Yeah, you, then you.
Even within the leather community, I noticed with traveling and even in San Diego, a lot of the bars are attacked constantly by cops. If you notice when you're going to bars, because of drinking, just being gay, they're targeted quite a bit. And you may not notice it, but it's something you guys got to be aware of. And for us, we try to do lifts, we try to walk. And for some of you, that may not be possible if you guys live farther out. But be cautious because they are doing it, even still here, which is really sad because it's, you know, it should be safer. It should be, you know, not be targeted within the time they're in. But
just going out, it's still sad because we get targeted quite a bit, and a lot of people aren't paying attention. It's not, you know, as obvious, but a lot of bars are getting closed down because of people coming in and attacking people because of stuff that they're doing or losing their license or whatever the case may be, but it is still happening.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you want to expand this into the larger issue
of
like the prison, the school to prison pipeline and the privatization of prisons, but this is something to remember. We have become complacent about our acceptance. And now that we have our parades and our acceptance, we invite the police in, we invite the military in, we've been, oh, well, they're our friends.
They're not.
Yeah.
I became friends with some people that organized something called Committee Against Police Brutality. And I've been hearing about this for a good 10 years. You may think Ferguson and New York City are far away from you. In San Diego, probably one a month, unarmed civilians are murdered by police. I was at a rally the other night in City Heights, Justice for Victor Ortega. A man 2.5 years in Miramar, police came out on a domestic call, fighting with his wife. Cops came, he ran. Who knows why he ran? Afraid of police? Black man? Possible. Cuffed him, threw him on the ground, face down. Cop draws his gun, shoots him in the head. Witnesses. Grieving family 2.5 years later, calling for justice will not stop. This is not us isolated. These are not a few bad apples. Now, I know this isn't the purpose of the meeting.
No, it's important.
Because we started talking about the FBI. The police terrorism is in our community. And we need to ally with the communities of color in San Diego.
Absolutely.
They are our natural allies. They always have been, and we must not forget that.
Yep. Thank you. Jay?
Natural friends.
I just last say.
We talked about this.
And I know white cops, they're not your friends. I'll be the first to tell you that. As a black man, they're not your friends. Yeah.
I know in San Francisco, back in the
no cops.
60s and 70s, the blacks, well, whites wasn't really safe to go south of Market because blacks control that. Downtown area, but the gays would go there, the blacks would protect the gays back in the 60s and 70s. And so I always felt safe being gay in a black area in San Francisco because they really protected us down there. And I never forgot that. And here in San Diego, also back in the 60s and 70s, the police would park outside of bars, and when you go in, they would stop you and say, "No, you're going to a gay bar."
Go ahead.
I wanted to swing back around to internet porn because that's kind of the thing that got us all started here. The only sure bet, and I mean pretty close to it, 99.9% sure that you're not going to get yourself in trouble, is find a service that you can either watch it for free, like XTube. Thousands upon thousands of people worldwide that are posting every kind of video imaginable, short of the brown hanky. So sorry for those folks that might be interested in that. They take that off.
That's out there.
Yeah, but it's not on X2.
Yeah. There's also GameTube, and Hot Tube, and FuckTube.
There is all kinds of free porn that you can look at that you can stream on your computer. You can pay a small monthly subscription for something with the Adult Entertainment Broadcasting Network that streams all of the different studios, Titan and Raging Stallion and Tim, you know, Treasure Island Media, and you know everything, all the cookie stuff. They stream it all. You pay per minute that you use it. So if you are cheap like me and it takes you 2 minutes to finish, then you only spent 2 minutes worth of your time.
To be young.
I get the
Are you saying those are safe? Like,
Yes, because you're paying for the service. You're not doing
anything. The X-Tube.
Yes, X-Tube is safe because they actually have people that have to approve.
X-Tube is monitored.
It's not uploading
any porn.
Right.
So,
X-Tube is totally free. It's ad-driven. So,
if you're... You're obviously, so did David get involved in something that was like...
He was downloading things based off of a text description of a file, probably did not check what the actual content was, or missed it somehow. It was on his computer. Once you download something, the program that you downloaded it with immediately makes that file available for other people to download it from your computer.
Yeah.
It basically turns everyone's computer into a part of a server.
What it does is it starts this thing called seeding. And as Papa Tony explained, say I download a file and the closest place is, Georgia. Just out of fucking loop. So once I download it, and there's someone else in Los Angeles that wants that file, his server doesn't have to go to Georgia anymore. His server goes directly to San Diego.
He's in San Diego.
That's called seeding. Now, say we're in the kinky shit, and you're looking at the daddy boy in porn. No, 18, not child porn. But what's going to happen is, one out of a couple of million is actually going to be that.
True child porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, when you're torrenting and you're downloading files, a lot of them doesn't have a picture, it doesn't have a video for you to see what the fuck's going on.
No,
it's just a description. And if you're the daddy for some porn, then it's possible that it will happen. So he downloaded it, because a lot of times, once you download it, then you watch it, see if it's the video is worth the damn, if the audio is worth the damn, and then you can do all your stuff. But if you download something you don't even know what you're downloading at all, then you could be downloading something that's completely illegal. And then as soon as you do that, and start seeding,
you're screwed.
You're basically fucked.
Is that what happened to him?
That's what I'm just
saying. Know right now.
And a lot of these ones, some of the cops will actually put this shit out there for you to bait you, and there'll be like a little photo with it. And that little photo is your signature that you decided to download child porn.
They'll put a watermark in the video. There's ways that they can digitally hide something where they can scan a file real quickly and see the signature that they put on it so that they know for sure it's something illegal. They have computers that actually are looking for this stuff.
So they can admit that they baited and still...
If y'all do torrent like I do, when you download a torrent, I use BitTorrent, and at default, BitTorrent, as soon as you download it, once it fully downloads, it starts seeding.
Yeah.
Now,
it's done.
But if you go into the settings, and the thing is, they make the settings fucking complicated. I had to watch several videos on figuring out. But you can go in the settings, and as soon as it's downloading, it's done. It's not doing. It's not seeding. It's not uploading. Because, like Papa Tom said, when it downloading is fine, you can download as much crap as you can. But uploading is completely illegal.
Technically, if they find it on your computer somehow, though, for another reason, like if they search your house for something else that you're guilty of, and then they find that, you can be prosecuted for that stuff too. But they cannot actually prosecute you for downloading the stuff.
And just remember real quick too, I want to make a couple points of what you said. Just because we have the right to marry doesn't mean we have
equal rights.
Yeah.
And then the second thing I want to say about the torrents thing, there's a lot of sites that are torrents and it's porn only. Straight, gay, bisexual, you decide which one you want. There are a lot of torrent sites where you can download all five of the Lord of the Rings, all three of the Hobbits,
Kick-Ass
torrents,
whatever.
BePirateBay.com. What he was saying is, if you go to download Lord of the Rings Part 1, you're assuming that's what you're downloading, but it could very possibly not be. So that's why you don't want to upload anything, and you need to, as soon as it gets through downloading, just take a look at it and go, oh, shit, and
wipe it away.
Yeah. Wipe it away. I mean, I've been told you never get rid of anything off your computer. You need to be careful. Just because you're not downloading, you're not on a porn site, you're downloading porn, doesn't necessarily matter. You just got to be really careful and pay attention to what you're doing. If you're going to download software or movies and music, because that's illegal.
Yes, and do you also, the other reason I like BitTorrent is because before you download it, what it will take you is it'll take you over to another window and it'll actually show you every single file that you're downloading. If you know this movie is 2.5 gigabytes to download it, you know, and when you go to download it and it's saying 3.4 or, you know, 2.8 or, you know, 4 point something, or if it's a little too short, if it's, you know, 1.5 gigabytes, you know, the full movie isn't there, you know something's up at that point as it is. And a lot of times when you go to download stuff, they'll also put extra shit in there. Because I have learned from my experience doing this torrent, I've learned how to fight Trojans, malware, every type of virus out there without fire protection. And this shit ain't easy. You can download one little movie, and with that movie, it will have a small little virus. And in a month, your computer has black screen and gone to death. So you also have to be careful of that, especially if you have a $2,000 computer. You can kill it easily in 2 or 3 days downloading
and
torrenting.
And that can be the movies and the music studio that's putting that stuff in there too to get their revenge on you illegally downloading stuff.
Yeah, and incidentally, if you have a Mac, what he just said doesn't matter.
Or Linux. If I run Linux on my computer, I cannot get a virus unless they really, really try hard. So, with a Mac.
One small thing to add about the torrents. Yes, you can tell it to stop, to not see it after downloading, but you have to be careful. You also need to set your upload speed to zero, because while you're downloading it, it actually doesn't take the whole file and download like you would think. I'm going to start now and I'm going to go to the end. It goes out, and it goes out to all of these people, to different peers, to all of these other people that are working on it, and they may not have 100%, you don't have 100%, but they have bits of that file. And so that's why it's called BitTorrent. They get bit. And then when some of those peers are connected to you, they say, well, I need this bit. Oh, you suddenly just shared that little bit of it, and you are considered an upload.
Yeah.
So even if you stop the upload when it finishes, be careful while you're downloading.
It's happening while you're downloading, not just when it finishes.
One of the torrent people hate these, the people that are in the scene for the torrents, they hate these people, but you can be one of the bad guys that doesn't upload shit. And all you do is leech.
Yeah.
That's what they call them, leechers.
Yep.
And they hate them, but...
Right, I came late, and I don't know, what is it that, where is it that he downloaded it from? Was it a porn site, or was it somebody who was offering it?
From what I hear, he uses Bear Share. Which
I'm
is
sorry, can you speak louder?
B-E-A-R-S-H-A-R-E. Bear Share. It's software that downloads things in pieces from many places. And so then it's not a matter of getting it. He may have found the torrent file on some website. You know, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there. Kickass.to, T-O, is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, kickass.to. That's one. There's a ton of them.
The most popular ones out there to pirate is, unfortunately, the most popular one, the number one, is down at the moment. ThePirateBay.com got shut down by the FBI 30 days ago, and they're still trying to fight to get it back up and running. The second most popular one is KickassTorrents.com. Not .com, .co or...
Kickass.to.
Yeah.
When it says .to, it's done out of Tobago, the island of Tobago.
Yeah, and they use that because .to is the same as what torrent starts with. So
right.
That's when you think.
Yeah, and then the other one, the third one is one I've never been able to figure out. It's called torrentz.com, .net, and I've never been able to figure it out. Those are the three main ones people download stuff from. You have to be careful. If Pirate Bay ever gets back up on the line, it's infested with effing viruses, so you have to be seriously careful. And the other thing you have to be very careful of was when you're torrenting, just clicking on the link, to read the description of what it is can also get you a ton of viruses. I've just been, just looking around to download something, and the next thing you know, I've got all these little coupon things popping off all the sides, and that's all that is a ton of malware kicking in.
Yeah. Show of hands, who here is using a Mac?
Yeah,
okay. This is the secret that you guys need to know about. If you are going to some porn site, what is the current thing that is making people very distressed, this is the only thing that affects Macs, is that the page will keep coming back. And no matter what you do, you try and close it, you try and quit, and it won't do it. What you do is you force quit it, and then you hold down the shift key and open up Safari again. It won't open the page again, you know, until you go back to that page, which I hope you don't. But that's how you get around being locked into an infinite loop on the Mac.
I got two questions.
Yes.
First one, what about Tumblr?
You're not actually downloading anything with Tumblr. There's a small cache that's on your phone, unless you
meaning you're not uploading.
Unless you are or in your browser, unless you actually go and download the picture where you actually right click on it or whatever, and say download, or if you're using Tumblr on your computer where your browser is saving all of your history and your cache and cookies and all that kind of stuff. That's not actually you downloading something. That's you viewing something that's on the internet.
Well,
lots of pubes.
But
no, I just found out about it 2 days ago, and I've been tumbling all night. So tumbling, and I couldn't stop, and it was tumbling, and I rolled out. Well, I'm finally here right now. I've been tumbling.
And really the other question,
so Tumblr is like it's just a blog, right? And then
it's just a web page, basically.
All right, because I sent the guy for SM, and I just couldn't stop watching. So I have another question.
Okay.
It's a two-parter. I'm archaic, and I'm still using hammer and chisel. Could you distinguish for me what is downloading and uploading?
Okay, downloading would be you filling your sink with water. Uploading would be if you were to pump that water back out of your house.
Give me an example as far as porn is concerned.
Well, if you go to the site,
if you send
that movie and you put it on your computer,
put
that
file on your computer.
Okay.
Yeah. Uploading would be you.
All right, all right, all right.
And you email it to him. You are uploading it to him.
Say it one more time.
If you see a movie on the internet and you're like, I want that file, and you save it on your computer, you're downloading it.
Okay.
If Tony wants to see it and you send it to him, you are now uploading it to him.
Okay.
On the side, he is then downloading it from you.
Can you inadvertently be uploaded?
Yes.
Because
that's key to the David case, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was, without realizing it, sending it out.
He probably knew he was sending it out. He probably
didn't know what it was that he was
sending out. That's the difference.
And another thing you've got to realize is sometimes you can download movies or just videos and your computer doesn't know how to read them and you have to convert them. A lot of the times, my computer will only do like MP4 files, and I'll download a movie and it'll be an AVI file or an MKV file, and my computer can't even open the file. So that could have been another thing that he ran into. And when you do that, you have to send it to another program that will convert the MKV file over to an MP4 file for your computer to even open up the motherfucker. So a lot of times you'll download stuff, you won't even know what it is until you've downloaded it and
converted
it, and then you can finally see it. Sometimes this stuff can be a pain in the ass.
So just as a quick thought, write this down. VLC.
Yep. What is that?
Video LAN Converter. What it is, it's a free program, VLC. It's there for Windows, it's there for the Mac, and it plays everything. I mean, every fucking thing. It's very nice, and it's free. So go get it.
Yeah, but the reason I have to convert it is because of the Apple TV.
Right, I know that. But that's a different topic. Go ahead.
I was just going to say something about Tumblr, too. Here's something that some of you may not know about Tumblr. It's okay for you to put dirty pictures on Tumblr, as long as you're not doing stuff that's illegal. Mm-hmm. But do not put videos. You're not allowed to post sex videos on Tumblr. You can post a link from your XTube that links to your XTube video on Tumblr, but if you actually upload the video directly to a Tumblr server, they will shut down your account. They give you like one warning, and then they'll shut down your account.
How do you know to make a gift?
because I asked.
So the example why I finally made it here, it was guy4sm.tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over in Denmark somewhere, and they was doing this whole slavery scene. And the guy was, they had like 10 different scenes, and that was it.
And they have different rules for different countries. See, here in the U.S., with Tumblr in the U.S., if you're a U.S.-based person and you're posting to Tumblr, you are not allowed to post videos.
But if you're looking, I'm just saying, if you're just
yeah, if you're just looking,
if you're just looking, it's not an issue. Yeah, I mean, if you're intentionally going to pages that are nothing but 12-year-olds, you're going to copy.
And so yeah, and so that's the one more question I have, because I was trying to wrap my mind around this. So in David's case, it's just not a one-time thing, because I'm pretty sure people accidentally click child porn, you know, while they're looking, and you accidentally click. I mean, will the FBI come knock your door down because you just one time?
They could.
They could.
Yes. If you're sharing that file back out, absolutely. It depends on how many people see it, and then whether or not someone reports you or whatever. Absolutely, they could.
Or if it's bait. Yeah, if they're monitoring it.
What happened with me and my first ex boyfriend, and the main reason we broke up, was I believe that he was looking at child pornography, but I think he got a warning or a slap on the wrist. Because one day when I came home from work, I got on my computer just to fucking start kicking around, and I noticed there was a police badge right beside my Google search bar. I had no fucking clue what the hell this meant. So I started just looking it up. Why the bloody hell would there be a police badge right beside my Google search history? And it's because sometimes when you go to porn sites and some shit will just pop up, and you click the link. He did something where he went and looked at child porn for a second, and he exited out of it. But with that police badge, meaning they were watching that particular computer for as however long they want to. And if they caught you doing it one more time, hey, guess who's going to be knocking on your front door here in about 30 seconds?
Yeah. Eli's next.
The thing I was going to say when you're talking about that, you have to be really careful if you have friends over staying with you. Mm-hmm. Do it in your computer too. Be really cautious what they have access to. I know people have done, I don't have any personal stories, but I know that people that have done that before. They had people come over, they don't know them as well as they thought, and something happened, and not to that extreme, but you never could be too cautious. That's, you know, something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Marty?
I have two or three things to say. VPN. I work for the school district and the county office of the ed for our financial system. We couldn't get on their system if we did not have a VPN number. And they only had like 400 certificates. So that was that, how many computers they could operate, because that was really secure information. And then I go back to 1981 here in San Diego. And at that point, police were sitting outside any bar, especially the loft, and they would watch where you were walking to, and then they'd come up to you and say, you were just in the bar, right? You say, yes. They say, okay, walk the straight line. And then they get you. They catch you. So you have to be careful. You go to the Eagle, and you've drunk a lot of alcohol. There may be unmarked police cars outside that bar watching you come out. And they will get you. So it's really careful that if you bring that, you have a designated driver in your car. I don't drink, so I'm always a designated
driver.
That's the key is don't drink and drive.
Go ahead.
I just want to throw one thing, because I used to work in IT way back when all this other stuff got too complicated. But just, and I don't think anybody's trying to scare you off of your computers. You know, some of us are like, eh, we're afraid of the computer as it is. Yeah. We're just trying to tell you to be careful in what you're doing. And I want to add one more thing to it also, because this can happen too. It's not necessarily a bad thing. But let's say you kind of live in a double life. You know, you're going to some Baptist church, and, you know, everybody thinks you're straight. Your family, everybody. Okay, everybody's heard of computers and cookies?
Yeah.
Okay, and this works for JCPenney's, Kmart, all these people. When you go to JCPenney's or to the church, they'll put a cookie on your computer. And everywhere you go, every website you go to, Adam for Adam, iloveporn.com, it's going to register that stuff. When you go back to Target or you go to Kmart or you go back to the church, they can open up that cookie and see everywhere you go. So just be aware of what the cookie does.
Yeah. The cookie is a little text file saved on your computer when you're browsing the
internet. And it logs www.target. Well,
what about cupcakes? We got some over there. Do we have to watch out for them, too?
Cupcakes are fine. So, I mean, that's something, too, that you know, you just kind of be aware of, that if you go someplace and they put a cookie on your computer, it's going to log every site you go to, and if you never go back, they're never going to see that cookie. You have to actually go back to their site for them to see what you look at.
And there's ways to clear all that, too.
Yeah, you can clear cookies.
If you use Safari...
That was done for a marketing tool. Pennies would put a cookie on your computer to see how many times you're going to Target and Macy's and Robinson's May. It wasn't anything bad. It was a marketing tool to see when you came back to see how many times you went to stores like them. But the thing is, it logs everywhere you go. So you want to always clear your cookies.
Just as a quick thought, I don't know about other web browsers, but Safari, which does exist for the PC, by default, you can make it so that it just does not allow any cookies whatsoever, no tracking whatsoever.
Chrome and Firefox will do it too.
Yeah, I figured.
Chrome has an incognito. Internet Explorer will do it, but I don't trust it.
But in their some sites, when you go to their site, they want to put a cookie on there.
If you're in,
yeah, but you can tell it's safe
mode
or incognito.
As soon as you close that browser,
it's
all
the internet history. Or you can set the browser to clear everything when you leave. Exactly.
Yeah, Keith.
You know, I just want to make sure everybody knows, if the police really are targeting a demographic in the community, that actually does not hold up in court with the judge. Once enough people get together and they bring it to the attention of a judge, all the people that were prosecuted for the crimes that they supposedly committed that were targeted by the police, they get thrown out. Because the judges don't want police targeting any specific groups of a community. So if it comes up to light that there's enough cases that are all the same, gay men, you know, whatever you have it, if it's a pattern with the police, they will throw it out.
And what you say is absolutely true. And the reason why we're having this discussion is so that we're all forewarned and forearmed, so that if something happens to somebody else in this circle, we can really start kicking some ass and throwing some protests. And when I was given the Rodney King treatment, I was not allowed by the judge, it was not allowed to be mentioned in front of the jury that the lead officer who had organized my bashing had over 150 citizen complaints against him for excessive force. It wasn't until they changed the leadership in the San Diego Police Department that things got better. See, what this is all back to, I'm going to editorialize here. This all comes down to leadership. Right now, we are sick with the toxins of, we must watch out for terrorists, because it's giving the cops arrogance. It really is. And the FBI, they're pompous assholes. The reason why is because, I mean, right now with New York, what's happening? They're completely giving up on democracy and saying we're not going to enforce the laws because Officer Baby's mad. That's not what we're fucking paying them for. They're getting cocky because of 9/11. Suddenly, firemen could do no wrong. Suddenly, policemen can do no wrong. And now we're seeing what the sickness is underneath all this. It has to do with leadership. The reason why I bring this up is because I was openly gay the last 2.5 years I was in the Navy, from 1976 until 1979 when I got out. How the fuck did I do that? I was able to do it, and I got no repercussions that were bad from it whatsoever. Because at that time in history, in Jimmy Carter's type, you know, environment, nobody knew whether it was okay or not to fuck with gay people. We were the new civil rights movement back then. We had Anita Bryant, we had Dan Briggs, we had all this other shit going on. Everybody's saying, I don't know if this is okay anymore. As soon as Reagan came in with his fucking, moral majority crew, then everything went to hell. And things got really bad for us. I got out just before that. And I consider that to be a huge blessing, because I was going on and off the ship in full leather. I mean, I was ballsy back then. Still am. You know, they'd say, where are you going, Lindsay? Never mind, I don't want to know. But, you know, anyway, so then the point is that we need, honestly, people need to stop electing people who are dominionists and who are freaking out. Like this whole, I mean, just editorializing for just a moment. People in France who are angry about the current recent assassinations with Charlie Hebdo and all that, they're saying, we're going to really smash them hard. Didn't we already do that with George Bush and see how it caused all this fucking problem that's gotten worse? Aren't there better ways to deal with this than must smash enemy with rock? And see, that's the sort of mentality that's ruling right now, and we need to change that. We need to have this conversation worldwide saying, why are we feeding the trolls? Isn't there a better way to do this instead of giving into fear? Because right now, everything's being done against the suffering in the prisons based on, you know, the war on drugs, or, you know, which brings in a lot more black people than it does anybody else. The, you know, the whole concept of, you know, terrorism and child porn. A child is, I think, right around the same amount of likelihood of being struck by lightning as by being molested. And I mean, being abducted and molested. It's not as big as you think it is. It's just in the news all the time. Amber Alert, Amber Alert, stranger danger, stranger danger. Well, in a country of 320 million people, it gets the news a lot, which makes it seem bigger. So right now people are saying, but think of the children! I don't deny it. It's a real problem. And it's not as big as everybody's playing it to be, and people are getting caught in the traps that don't deserve to be. So, I'll tell you what. Gentlemen, it is break time. Why don't we take 10 minutes, and I will catch you back here.
And I have a quick announcement. I was here late because I was at another meeting. In regards to Butchman's, is the green light is on, and it's going down the end of this month. And you've probably seen a couple of my posts on Facebook that we need volunteers. And people, if you could volunteer one, two, three hours, January the 30th, the 31st, or the 1st, or if you got skills on how to cook a meal, we'd appreciate that. And I have a list, and I'm going to find you before you leave to find out when you are available. If you want to volunteer, let me know, and we can get you down on the list.
All right, we are passing the hat. If all goes well, we will not be meeting here much longer. We have a less expensive place that we'll be talking about after the break. So. Come to stand for a minute. Now, I noticed how long it took for us to sit down and be quiet. And I'm not here to chew you up because what I saw was love and affection. Everybody glad to be with each other. I don't see that as a problem. So I'm not going to jump in anybody's shit because this is a very, very powerful meeting tonight. I've been watching the participation. I've been watching the passion. Good for you. I've been watching people sharing passionately and sharing their I don't know, somebody educate me. This has been a very good one tonight, and I hope it continues. I would like to reintroduce you guys to me for a moment as an introductory point. I don't know if you guys know what it is that I do for a living. I'm the highest rated Apple consultant on earth for the last 4 years, according to Apple's website, and I'm way ahead of everybody else. The reason why I have a really good personality, and frankly, what I do is that I treat all my clients like I'm their leather daddy. Really. And they go, yes, sir. Okay. Where do I... You want more money? Yeah. No, I mean, I run the show. But the reason why... Pardon me?
Do they get punishments?
Sometimes, yeah.
FBI.
Yeah. No. But the reason why I bring this up is I'm going to talk a little bit about tonight's topic from my viewpoint. Okay? I don't plan... Yes? Sure. That's fine. Absolutely. Please tell us what you suggested to me.
I went up to Tony and I identify with Magnum and I don't know a lot of all this stuff. When you were, you know, when I asked where people were downloading from and you threw out all these letters, I thought, oh... And I was thinking, you know, a lot of you guys know stuff, and I wonder if you would be willing to, you know, kind of let us know that you would be able for us to come to you and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned a lot from you during the break about, you know, I belong to a website where I pay money. I see the video before I decide just to download it to my computer. Is that dangerous? I don't know. And apparently... If I've seen it first and I pay to belong to this website, then that's less dangerous. But I think a lot of you guys know stuff that I don't even have a clue about. So it'd be interesting to be able to come
to
you.
I don't want
to
know.
We walk ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yes.
I'd say that the safest things is don't download anything to your computer.
Is don't what?
Don't download it to your computer. Watch it from a remote location. It's called streaming. It's how Netflix and Hulu and all of, you know, and Amazon Prime and all those work, where you're just basically clicking on it, playing the video.
You look at it.
From it's playing, it's just sending a little bit of the information enough to keep the video playing on your screen. And then when it's done, it's gone. It's not there anymore.
Right.
That's the safest way. You know, you want to look at the description of what it says, watch a little bit of the video, and if you see something that's not okay, stop immediately. Close that window. Well, you know, get, you know, clear your browser history, all that, and make it go away. It is legal to download porn if you're purchasing it. There's nothing wrong with that. But the more you start bringing things onto your computer, the more likely it is that you could potentially put something bad on your computer. That's not saying you're going to. I'm just saying, in this age where we have a ton of things that could possibly go wrong, or, you know, they're trying to catch you. By streaming it instead, where you're using a legitimate site like XTube or any of the Pornhub network that XTube is part of, or you're using AEBN, which is the Adult Entertainment Broadcast Network, where all of the studios send all of their stuff to be viewed on your computer. When you do anything like that, that way it's a business, so that business doesn't want to get in trouble, so they're not going to put anything on there that's going to get them in trouble. And then, therefore, you're paying for it. So, you know, there's some degree of, you know, it's the saying of there's no such thing as a free lunch. There's always a cost somewhere. XTube kind of breaks that rule because of the fact that you get hit with ads all the time. So you know, okay, I'm not paying for this. So there's things going to pop up over here and try and get me to talk to this cute boy for $14.95 a minute. You know,
it's usually the jiggly boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, but that's my suggestion, is if you want to be absolutely certain, you can either not look at it at all, which is no fun, or stream it, so that way you're not putting anything on your computer. There's internet everywhere now. You don't, you know, if there's pictures that you won't really want or something like that, there's all kinds of dirty pictures and stuff you can download and everything.
Tumblr.
For to put on your computer.
Google.
But don't download it. If you're any bit concerned about getting in trouble, just watch it. There's no they make it so cheap now. You can get, I think, 1,000 minutes on some of these sites for like $69. It takes me a year usually to go through 1,000 minutes. I mean, I'm really fast, but I'm cheap too. It's like I'm just the end goal in mind. I'm not looking to edge for 2 hours, but you know, which some people are. But you know, hey, that's my suggestion. It's just keep it simple, keep it on the level. You know, we also have tons of people that work in the industry that are, you know, involved in porn, that are producers and actors and everything else. So actually paying for it helps support these people that do all of this stuff for us, which isn't so bad. So
that's helpful.
Well, and that's what we were talking about earlier too downstairs was, I mean, you buy a Titan Video, it's $80-$90. Well, you know what? Admit it. We all have porn that we bought and we haven't watched it in a long time, because once you buy porn and you watch it two or three, four, five, six times, you kind of like, okay, I want something new. And yeah, gay porn is just the same thing. Suck fuck. It's on just different people. It's one's in a garage and one's in a prison or something. But
pizza boy.
Don't. I agree. I'm not paying $80 to type a video. I don't fucking care if they get unemployed or whatever, because that's just too much money. Because it doesn't cost them $80 time of however many copies they sell, so I don't do it. So I do, like he says, the A, B, C, and whatever it is.
A, B, N.
Yeah, and you can watch it. And if it's a movie that you watch, it's like, I really like this, then go out and buy it. You know, Google it, and there's a whole lot of porn sites you can buy it from. Instead of paying $80, you might pay $60. I have like 3 porns that are my favorite in the world, and it's because I watched them enough for free, sort of, kind of, by paying by the minute thing, to where it's like, okay, this is just too fucking hard. I have to have this. And then, you know, Google it and buy it from all different porn sites. You'll find the price cheaper. A lot of times, too, you can sign up and you get their advertisements, but when you don't buy from them, they're going to send you a thing that says 10% off your new next purchase because Biden wants you to buy. So that's another way of doing it, too.
Okay, and just one more thing to point out in this world of wonderful technology we have. They haven't done it with Apple TV yet, but on a device called a Roku, which works very similar to an Apple TV, it's a little box that lets you stream stuff, videos from the internet to your television screen. It works with Netflix.
Chromecast.
It works, yeah, Chromecast does it too. But the only thing is I don't think Chromecast has an AEBN channel yet, where you would have to use it for your computer and then send it to the screen. When you use a Roku, Roku actually has partnered with AEBN, where you can stream their porn of your choosing directly to your TV screen without a computer being involved at all. You can
for free?
No, it's you have to pay for the membership. That's the one that's like $1,000 or 1,000 minutes for like $69 or something like that. It's an incredible amount of, you know, if you don't waste your time, you know.
How do you keep your roommates from using all those minutes?
There's two things. Number one, you can download the Roku app, the AEBN app, and it actually calls it Spreadsheet Tutorials instead of calling it Entertainment Broadcast Network. And number two, in order to use it, you have to enter a PIN.
Yeah.
So it keeps the kids out, it keeps your roommates out, it keeps everybody out unless you want them to be. Yeah, husbands, if you don't want them, if they're not paying for it.
Mom. Yeah.
Mom. So there's
spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Spreadsheet tutorial. That's wonderful.
It's hilarious. I'll post a screenshot of the picture on the Facebook page. So
I used to do my invoicing in a database that I called Iowa. Not one person wanted to open it. It was like, Iowa? What,
right.
You know.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, really.
Not a bacon.
Counts for something. So the reason why I introduced myself is that I am offering people the opportunity that not just tonight, but if you have questions about stuff, ask me. You're my brothers. I'll help you. You know, I mean, I'm not looking to hook up new clients. That's why you didn't know what I do for a living. I haven't been trying to have this be my way of trying to bring in clients. Frankly, you guys are not my chosen prey. My clientele is
not for computers.
Well, yeah. My clientele for business is mostly wealthy dilettantes. People who are ultra fucking wealthy with three-story palaces on top of the hill, you know, and you know, they can't deal with, you know, different issues, and they hire me. And it's very nice, and I'm very glad that I have that. But for you guys here, you know, like I said, I'll answer questions. I want to make sure that you know that I'm available if you're curious. Number one thing, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. It's sort of off topic, but sort of on topic, in the sense that they're talking about viruses and stuff like that. Just doesn't fucking exist for the Mac, really. Really. The reason why is because there's a program called Gatekeeper. It's the antivirus software that's built in, and it's really fucking good. Apple has set it up so that if somebody does fool some poor 96-year-old person, oh, I should click on this and then give it my password, and it downloads a program that somehow or another magically works on the Mac. Within a short time, Apple hears about it because people call up 1-800-MY-APPLE and say, hey, this is going on. They take over your computer. They see what the problem is. At Apple Central, they flip one master switch, boink, and every copy of that program worldwide stops working on every Apple device. That's why viruses don't exist on the iPhone and the iPad either. So be aware that you don't have to fucking care. The thing, for me personally, being the downloader that I have been, there's plenty of times where I'll get an .exe file that was not what I had been promised. It's always a virus. I just throw it away. It's inert on a Mac. Doesn't do anything. And I'm just saying that, especially that thing where the page would lock, you know, and you had, no matter what you did, you know, it would keep coming back, it's probably been fixed by now. Apple probably already knows about it. I haven't heard of anybody having that problem in about a month. Because they can do that. Because 8 times a day, your computer or your iPhone or your iPad check in with Apple Central and say, what's the news? And one of the things it downloads is safe browsing information. So that if you go to a page and you think it's Bank of America, you get a big dialog box saying, this is not Bank of America. Click here to exit. They protect you very heavily. Yes.
It just happened today. On the Apple, Navy Federal, said somebody tried to log in from a different location to your account.
is suspended until you contact us.
Yeah.
It looked like Navy Federal. I started to contact them, you know, and a thing came up and said, this site is not who they say they are. I don't know what it said. And then I logged off, or canceled that, and I went to Navy Federal, and of course I could get on through them. But it sure looked, everything was Navy Federal. It sure looked official.
Yeah.
And over the links and see what it says in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's like Navy Federal dot you're fucking the ass dot com.
That's kind of what it said. It said something like this and something that's strange. And I thought, well, was that after? Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
So malware can't be put on.
No, it can't. The only way they can get through to you, the only way that, that bad guys can get through to you is by fooling you.
Yeah, that's.
Okay. Yeah, that's, you know, it's confidence trickster, you know, behavior. You get an email from iCloud, you know, iCloud support saying your system has been compromised, log in here. Well, if you notice, at least half the words are misspelled. And it doesn't, and it was clearly not written by somebody for which, and if it says, dear customer, it's not from Apple or from anybody reputable. Anybody who's reputable, like PayPal or whatever, they always use your actual name. So that's a big clue. Yes. It's a big clue.
And not just the email name.
Yeah. So you have to, you know, be really wary of getting emails that are trying to get through your trust. Because a lot of times that's the only way that they can get through to you, at least on the Mac. So then what has happened, there's anybody who uses a Mac, you've seen ads for Mac Keeper. I consider it to be a virus. But it's right on, like, right a hair on this side of being, you know, hammered by Apple. What they do is that they want you to give them $700. They won't do any good for you, but they're going to send you ads and ads and ads. They'll call you on the phone constantly because you go, oh, crap, you know, because you pick up, you call them and say, who are you? And somebody with an India, you know, a voice of an accent from India says, oh, we're Mac support. And this is happening a lot to my elderly clients. I mean, I love them dearly, but they're so fucking gullible.
Curious.
And then I have to go uninstall Mac Keeper off of there. You know, and they're saying, oh, God, I'm still being hammered by these people. They're calling me constantly. One of the things that I discovered to my own sorrow is buying Viagra. Okay, I'm old. I have difficulty getting, you know, hard on. So I made the mistake of buying Viagra, Cialis, I think it was. Went to Adam for Adam. There was the ad for it. It was a reputable company in India. Oh, this was India at the time. And they were very reputable. But when they sold their mailing list to many other companies, and, I mean, I got to the point where every single time I'd get a phone call, and they'd say, oh, we want to refill your order. I'd go, and just hang up. Because they wouldn't listen to me. I'd say, please remove me from this list. In the United States, you have to. But in India, they don't. And so it's basically what we have is a competition between, and this is a new topic, change topic, Russian mafia, Mexican mafia, and Chinese mafia to fuck with us, to fool us, into giving, into getting our contact information, our billing information, hacking into Amazon.com, finding out your passwords. And here's the problem. Our brains are not evolved to remember a lot of passwords. So everybody uses the same password for the big stuff. One of my clients got ripped off for $400,000 5 months ago, and they were shitting bricks, as you might well imagine. It was their entire nest egg. Well, shame on them for using it as a tax dodge out in Cayman Islands. But see, my credit card company, I had a $6 random charge put on it, and they killed it like that. Didn't even call me. They just killed it. And then I called them, and they told me, oh, yeah, it was a security issue. Cayman Islands, they don't seem to have that same level of caring because the guy used the same password for his Gmail account as he used for his Cayman Islands account. Oops. And it never occurred to them to call him and say, are you sure that you really want to send all this away? You know, so that's all very nice. But what happens is that I'm going to tell this is, again, an ad for Apple products. I don't sell them. But what I do every fucking day is I set up Keychain in the cloud. It is a huge blessing. Apple is sitting on a pile of money bigger than the entire United Kingdom. Totally. Before Russia took a great big shit, you know, a month and a half ago, they had more money than the entire Russian economy, plus enough to buy every citizen of Russia a brand new iPhone 6 Plus. That's how much money Apple has. Why do I bring this up? Because everybody wants to fucking sue them. Everybody wants to do a class action lawsuit against them because then they could get some of that money. Ooh, nice tasty money. So Apple has to be really assholes about security, and they are. They are very much assholes about security, and I like that. Because keychain in the cloud means if I'm on my phone and if I've got it set up like I do for all my clients, or I'm on my iPad, or I'm on my Mac, then I go to, let's say, tulipbulbs.com, and I want to buy it. I go, here, put this in the cart, put this in the cart, put this in the cart. And I say, I'm ready to buy. Check out. And it says, okay, give me your full contact information. The Apple device puts it all in for you. Your name, your phone number, your email, does it all automatically. Then you click where it says, give us a new password. And it automatically pops up with this long, obscure, totally random password. You say, sure. Because you don't have to keep it in your pretty little head. You don't have to write it down and put it in the drawer at all. Because this, 15 seconds later, knows that password too. So that it just goes on. So that it keeps track of your credit cards for you. It won't remember your three-digit security code. You have to put that in yourself. But I've got like five cards that I keep on the cloud. And so when it says, you know, what card, I say Visa, and I click for the number, and it pops up this list, and I say that one, and it fills in all the other information for me. I have to put in the three-digit security code. But it's done. That way we don't have to keep it in here anymore, and we don't have to use the same password for everything anymore. Yeah, and write it down.
Is that for the PC?
No, it's only for the Mac. Yes?
One little thing that caught me last year sometime. Was at some point site, I think, and they wanted to get age verification. And just put in your credit card number, and we won't charge it, and
yeah,
go for it. And, you know, within days, there were like three $20 charges on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't ever fall for that.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to check your age and give us your credit card information.
And if somebody calls you,
somebody who knows.
Yeah. If somebody calls you and they say, we need your credit card number, you hang up. You really do, because it's just not secure to do it over the phone. If now, the way you can tell if it's secure, let's say you're in your web browser, and you're at bankofamerica.com or whatever, and you're worried about security, look for the lock. There's a little padlock icon. If that's on, then it's got secure socket layer pipeline between you and that bank, so nobody can hack into it, at least other than the government. Yes. Yeah, if you look, well, that isn't always a guarantee. But look for the lock. That means it's connected, and it is pipeline. Just a lock isn't enough. I mean, just not HTTPS alone. Because, I mean, the zoo has HTTPS too, you know, for doing that kind of stuff, but it isn't always just for financial. Yes?
Who here knows what malware is?
Oh, yeah. Malware. M-A-L-W-A-R-E.
But do y'all know what malware is?
No.
Malicious software.
Yep.
Y'all, Max, I don't think y'all deal with this stuff, but PC users, we deal with it a lot of times, but apparently most of y'all don't know exactly what malware is. And you have to be careful, because since we talked about all this torrent downloading and all that stuff, malware will get in your computer real easy. Malware is a little tiny program that if you download something, or even just click on a little link, it will pop in your computer, and it will name its file Justin Bieber and bury itself into your computer. Little file that you never even knew existed. Mm-hmm. And what it will do is every time you log in and you get on connected to the internet, say you go to Facebook, and if this malware is turned into a Trojan, which Trojan is nothing but a bigger version of a malware virus, and you go to Facebook and you type in your password and your username, and you click in, you know, sign me in, that malware just read exactly what you typed into Facebook. Then it sends it back to whoever put that virus on your computer. Yep. So then, therefore, that person knows your username and password to get on your Facebook account.
Yeah.
Or now, loggers.
Yeah. And if you have lots of Trojan viruses on your computer and you decide to go type in, you know, go to your bank, that's how your money will disappear real easy.
Yeah.
This is one thing I also want to warn you about. If you have, like, a free antivirus thing, but you don't have the premium version of it, so it won't kill the malware, but it will tell you that you have malware on your computer, I would advise not going to your anywhere where it involves your money.
Yeah.
Because they can easily, as soon as you type it in and hit, you know, sign in, they have it. And they can get into your account and take everything and every penny that you have.
Right. And just so you guys know, in 2 months, I'll have been a professional computer consultant for 34 fucking years. After the first 30,000 computers, the mystery goes out of it. My nickname used to be Dr. DOS, because I've done a lot of PC and Windows work back in the old days. I don't anymore, not willingly, because it's just too awful for me to step on that side of the line anymore. The thing is, in the old days, malware used to be created by pimply little geeks who couldn't get a date and took it out on the world, just to be mean. Russian mafia, Chinese mafia, Mexican mafia, they have big labs with the best possible equipment, and they are constantly getting the newest versions of the antivirus software so they get around it. They figure out it's a constant war. So there's no guarantee that antivirus software is going to do a damn bit of good, because the times that I have cleared crap off of Windows computers, which admittedly hasn't been for at least 5 years, I would find hundreds of nasty, toxic things that they were supposed to be being protected by. The reason why I'd get called in is because their computer would get slow and slow and slow, and that doesn't happen to Macs.
So,
yeah, really.
If you can afford it.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, and they're not that expensive. I mean, honestly, I'm here to tell you, they're not that expensive. My computer, my current computer right now, I paid $1,300 for it, and it's faster than my 7200 tower that I got before. The computer I use right now is the size of a box of Kleenex. It's a Mac Mini. The thing is a beast of fucking power. And I wear computers out. I'm such a hardcore user. And hang on for a second.
Logging in at coffee shops.
If
is
you're
that safe to do Starbucks or
okay.
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
If it's
so,
what?
You're on their Wi-Fi. It's open to the
yeah.
public. It's
but you have
like
a Mac laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so,
I have to interject. On a Mac laptop in Starbucks, some pimply-faced, horrid person is over there seeing what they can do. They send out a ping to see who's out there.
Mm-hmm.
By default, his Mac does not reply. So he has no news that it's out there. It's invisible. And if they do know what his IP address is here on the network, and if they know, you know, that he's there, they're given exactly 3 chances to guess his name and his password. At the 4th try, they're blocked permanently forever from trying again from that IP address. Just so that you guys know.
When I do banking, online banking, I have my savings account fixed where there can be no electronic transactions. I've got to go to the bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty damn secure. It's a little extreme.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Speaking of the Windows side of the house, if you have Windows, it's worth buying the $75 package for Norton Antivirus or McAfee. And I will give you a hint. I worked for the federal government. In the last 10 years, the program they use is McAfee.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hint. If it's worth paying $75 to go to Best Buy or someplace and buy the box.
Yeah.
For McAfee, it automatically updates. It's not foolproof, but there ain't nothing foolproof except for Apple. But
yeah.
I can afford Apple, so it's
well,
worth.
If you're looking to get one cheap, I can help you. I don't sell them, but go ahead.
There's a lot of places like Download.com where you can go out there and get free antivirus programs. Just spend the $75 for a year. You get continuous updates, and I would recommend McAfee. I don't have stock, and I'm just telling you that's what the federal government uses, so it's going to be them.
If they're using Windows, the NSA, National Security, whatever, those pukes that spy on us all the time, they have standardized on Mac laptops for the last 10 years because that's the most secure system out there.
They're running a shit back.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of Kaspersky?
Pardon me?
Kaspersky's not bad. It's not bad. I used to work for an antivirus company. I'm a Microsoft certified professional, and Kaspersky's not bad.
I've gone through all 4 of them. I've had.
There's
Norton.
Way more than 4.
I know, but I've gone through Norton, and then I've gone through McAfee. I've gone through
Trend.
And now I'm in Kaspersky because Oof. I have my agreement, you know, for servicing
mm-hmm.
through Best Buy.
Yeah.
And they recommend going to Kaspersky. And it is $49.
Yeah.
I think it's $49 for 3 users for a year.
Mm-hmm. You can also check if any of you have Cox Internet, Cox Cable.
but some people in various places have it. They included McAfee for free with their internet service.
Yeah, for the first 6 months or whatever. That's how they hook you.
No, my parents have it. It's permanent. As long as you stay with the high-speed internet service, it's
because Versky you can get at Fry's a lot of times for free. You just have to send in the rebate.
Yeah, but Kaspersky's not bad. What's the other one? Bitdefender isn't bad. I've used that one too. And a lot of these ones, I've used them because they come with a free rescue disk that'll clean your computer, or you can get a free rescue disk that'll clean your computer even if you don't buy the software. And I've had to do that for a couple of people.
But bottom line, put something on it.
Put something on there. But Norton, I've found in all the years I've been fixing computers, it works, but it also terribly slows down your computer.
Yes.
A huge resource hog.
Yeah.
I love when it was Windows XP when it first came out. Norton thought Windows XP was a virus.
Yeah. Okay, go for it. Please.
When I'm ratcheting on my laptop, I'll get a memo stating someone is sharing your same IP address.
Oh. Are you on a Mac?
Or Apple Windows.
Do you have what?
Windows 700.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of someone's already using your IP address?
Yes.
Is your computer coming out of suspend where it's in sleep mode, it hasn't been completely shut off?
I try no one.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds just like it. I mean, I'd have to see it, but on a Mac, that is a bug in, I think, Yosemite, where sometimes it'll do that. But if you're on a PC, then you just have to go to your network settings and make sure it's set for DHCP and not manual IP address.
Which basically means that your internet will tell your computer what number to pick instead of your computer picking one on its own.
So if you're not sure, just call me.
So it's no big threat.
It doesn't sound like a big threat.
No, it's nothing.
What is VPN?
Virtual Private Network. I was talking about it earlier. It's like a very secure pipeline between you and where you want to be communicating.
So if anybody's looking, it thinks you're...
If they think I'm tumbling, they can...
It thinks you're coming out of Istanbul.
Yeah.
Where
Yeah, it's
you know,
a paid
it's a shame. Look, I get a 10-year-old kid in here to show us how to use the computer.
I know.
Ladies, girls,
we're not having any children anywhere.
Young people know.
So for the van sitting outside, we're not talking about any of that.
Yes, Tommy, and then you.
Just to help you people that don't know how to really work with computers and anything like this is coming from a person a year ago, but I thought internet was only meant for porn.
It is.
It isn't?
About a year ago, I was just like shit when it came to work on the computer, except playing games on it. If you have a problem with your computer, you are not the first one who have that particular problem with a computer. You're probably about the 15th billion person that's had a problem with a computer. If a little message comes up and you don't know what the fuck's going on, don't close it off. Closing it off is just delaying the fucking problem.
Cut, paste it.
If you can't do that,
write it down.
Take a picture of it with your cell phone.
Yeah.
Then go to Google, type it in.
Verbatim.
Everybody and their mothers had that problem. And then everybody and their mothers have told them how to fix that problem.
Yes.
And then there's people that has made videos on how to fix that problem. With every type of computer, there's people that wrote step-by-step instructions on how to fix this.
YouTube is full of it.
This is how I know how to work with computers. Me, honestly, I have no fucking clue what the fuck I'm doing, but I know how to follow goddamn directions on Yahoo Answers.
Yeah. That's a lot of wisdom in what you just said.
He literally, he gets an error, he Googles it, it comes up, and there's five different videos on it, and it'll tell you, go into your settings, hit this, you can pause the video while you do that, and then... So
and when you're watching the videos, sometimes you'll come across and it'll say, well, go to this program to get in this program. And you'll go to your computer and you'll realize you don't have that program. Well, that answer could have been, maybe he was talking about the woman had this problem on Windows XP and you have a Windows 7. So Windows 7 might not have the same thing as this. So you kind of sometimes, if you get to like, I have no clue where the fuck this is, just go back, find another guy who's answering the question.
Just put 2014 into the Google search And it'll get rid of all the 2007 and 2003 answers.
And guess what? The IT guys and all the antivirus guys, because I used to work with the guys who actually wrote the antivirus definitions and things like that, they do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They they Google it. If they don't know the answer, they will go and look it up just like everybody else, because they're more concerned about getting the answer solved quickly than they're concerned about their pride of trying to investigate it.
Where's my keys?
I mean, how to murder your partner in 2015.
There's going to be lots of stuff out there.
Well,
you heard it here.
Okay. I thought I had it with me, but I don't. This is a really useful little thing that's a tile. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It really works. I have a keychain drive that is literally smaller than my thumbnail, 64 gigs, and that's my doctor bag that I use when I'm helping clients. I used to carry around literally a plastic bin full of disk drives, you know, in the days before the internet. What's the difference? Google. Because now, instead of having to look for something somewhere, it's got to be on this drive, it's on Google for the free drive that gives me the visual overview of what's on the client's drive or whatever, so that I don't have to keep it in, you know, big bin, but I also don't have to keep it in my head. 90% of the things that I have to fix for clients, I just know how to Google it. You know? I mean, if I had a magical thing, I'm clanking all over the recorder here, if I had a handle on the side of my head where I could just go kafloosh and forget 90% of what I've known about computers, I wouldn't miss most of it, because learning how to use WordStar from 30 years ago, I don't need that knowledge anymore, or WordPerfect or something like that.
Yeah, I still have all the WordPerfect commands in there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but page text was better.
That's fighting words, dude.
If y'all are also having problems with just trying to figure out how to do something on a computer,
I'll talk to you during the week.
YouTube the shit out of it.
I love you. Thank you.
YouTube will teach you how to do any fucking thing. It'll tell you how to take the fucking computer apart piece by piece. Everything is on YouTube. If you know some person that needs a visual video on how to do it, and there's thousands of videos on the other thing. I don't know how to do half the shit I know how to do. I just Google the fuck out of it or YouTube it.
Yeah, we live in a magical time. Yes, Marty, I'm sorry.
The Center for Seniors has classes like every 3 months on your computer, how to do this, how to do that, the basic email, the basic word processing, whatever it be. I don't know if they have the Facebook. They do? Okay. But, I mean, the center is trying to reach the senior citizens who may not have had any computer experience.
Yeah.
I go every 2 years. There's a free class up in Arrow Drive Community College. There's a girl named Jenny Peterson. She teaches you Excel, and then she teaches you Word, and then she hands out tips on how to work each one of them. Now that's very basic for the very basic. What we're talking here is a little bit more extensive. They do have a class in Facebook. And when I went there, the guy was sick, so the class was useless. But there are things out there, there are classes out there that you can go to that are free to learn about this. It just takes a little bit of investigation. It's just like I wanted to find Chinese food that tastes like New York, and I had to go several here.
Now, just as a quick side point, speaking from my viewpoint as the guy in the field, if I get a phone call saying, you know, from somebody who's 85, I'm finally switching from PC over to Mac, and I have to, you know, figure out what the new interface is, will you teach me? And I say, have you unpackaged your new Mac yet? No. I say, get your money back and get an iPad. Because elderly people are not going to remember shit. I don't take on teaching elderly people anymore because they don't fucking remember, and then they get mad at me. Oh, you didn't teach me right. And Dennis has listened to me. Dennis, my husband, sits in the living room and he listens to me trying to do phone support with the elderly client. No, the center of the screen at the top. No, the center of the screen at the top. There's a menu. I told you what a menu was 3 minutes ago. And they forgot 10 times in a row because they can't remember. Get a fucking iPad. Poke with your finger. That's, and you don't get viruses. You don't have to learn about it. So poke with your finger, for God's sake. But even so, when they have the iPad, and I'm not trying to cut them down, I'm getting that place myself. So believe me, I know that I say, press the button. There's no button. I say, on the front of your iPad, there is one button. There is? Yes, it's at the bottom. I don't see a button. It's like, I can't do it anymore. After 34 years, that part, I mean, my brain is sandpapered smooth, and I don't have that kind of patience. So, yeah, there's a circular button right there. But there you go. So enough about that. We're getting off topic. So, so anyways, gentlemen, so it's basically time to wind it down. I think it went really, really well tonight. Now, more news. This is time for more information to go out. And congratulations on Butchman's. Yay. Big success. Big success. It's coming fast. I will be leaving for Mid-Atlantic Leather tomorrow morning. I will be back, I think, Tuesday, so I'll be back here Wednesday. Michael Brock, who was unable to join us tonight because one of his boys got injured and he has to deal with that, but he has agreed that he will be moderating the men's discussions going forward with our support. Let's all support him in that. He wants to do it. He's going to be running for Mr. San Diego Eagle in a month, almost exactly, and I think that it would be a very nice thing on his contestant form to say, I'm moderating discussions with Fetishman San Diego, because frankly, if he says on stage, Fetishman San Diego, everybody's going to say, that's our winner. Really. Because we are very popular, and it'll cover him in gold dust and diamond sparkles, because he is one of us. So, yes. If I knew, I would tell you. Yeah, honestly, I expect him to be thrown into a deep hole and never to emerge.
So is he still in, is he in jail?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Is and he in this
without
county?
Bail. Yeah, he's downtown at the Metropolitan thing, you know, federal thing. And what happened at court the other day is that they just, the prosecution filed for a continuance. Means throw him into the hole again until we can scrape his hard drives enough to find more to bust him with.
Yes.
So that's all the good is.
Is if you're a religious person,
start praying,
send good vibes, send good energy, make a deal with the devil, whatever it takes, but he is a very good person, and this is I can tell you, like everybody else has, this is bullshit, so we need to take care of him.
Yeah, and I will be very close with him. His brother and his two friends and I are a team. I'm staying close on this stuff. I'm being absolutely loyal to him. The Department of Homeland Security guy in the courtroom stopped me from handwriting a sign that says, "You are loved." You can't communicate with the prisoners. But I wanted him to get that message, that he is loved. And I don't care. You know, I mean, I'll be ballsy. I mean, when everybody's turning around and look at me with suspicion, who's the guy, who's the friend of the child porn guy? I just glared right back at him, like, take a good look.
You did see him physically?
No, I never saw him because you weren't listening. Okay. Yeah, I thought I told you that. Yeah, I sent you a text.
Where
I was not able to be there because they turned me away at the door. And then when I came back, it was too late.
Good vibes. He'll know that we're behind.
Yeah. So quick show of hands. Who supports David? Absolutely. Thank you. I'll give him that message. See, because I received an email from, you know, the feds saying that David has requested the ability to exchange communication with you. Click here and give this password if you agree. So I did that. But I'm not able to send him anything yet. He has not been given that sort of access. But if I do get messages, I would like it very much if anybody who wants to sends me a message. I will, you know, a message to David. I'll pass it on using just your first name. You know, nothing identifiable if you're worried. But I want him to know that we're thinking of him, that he's not lost to us, that he's still in our hearts. You know, every man here could have happened to you, really. Every man.
We're born freaks.
Yeah, really. It's funny, there was a study back about 4 years ago where they were going to try and do a comparison between men who have never done any porn, and men who have, and they couldn't find any men who hadn't done porn. So much for that study. So with that thought, gentlemen, as far as things coming up, like I said, I wish I was more focused. There's a lot of good stuff coming up. We will very likely, very soon, be doing a new meeting space rather than meeting here. Magnum, do you have anything to report on that?
I went to the board meeting. I was asked to be a member of the board, and they are in the process of building the place out. It is going to be at near that place, that you hide away.
Down in Mission Valley and Hotel
Circle.
Down in Mission Valley,
and they're going to in the process of building it out. Parts of that. They're going to have a workshop that's coming the same weekend as Butchman's weekend. It's going to be the.
Would you like to say anything?
Yeah, help me.
Would you like to say anything without a pronoun? Because you haven't said the name of the group.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Stomping Ground San Diego Center. No. Sex Pop.
I don't know. I don't know what
Center for. What is it? Sex Positive so Culture.
Right. Center for Sex Positive Culture, The Stomping Ground. San Diego.
Otherwise known as Submission Valley.
In Submission Valley.
What's that?
When did you start using?
No idea.
They're
going to
start using it probably around March.
Yeah.
March time.
So, anybody have anything else that they want to say? I'm sure that as soon as we're done, I'll think, oh, I forgot to say that, but yes.
Is there a Left of the Slash meeting coming up this Monday?
This Monday.
Okay.
I will not be in town for that. It's at Annie's Fine Burgers. ANNY'S. If you're not sure, just email me. I'll send it to you. But, that's for Dominance. I do recommend it. I'd love to hear how it goes, but I'll be in D.C. I am putting together a team of guys. I haven't yet figured out what I'm going to do or if it's going to happen, but I want to put together a team of six guys that will do a performance with, during the Mr. San Diego Eagle contest, if I can get some guys to step forward and have some practice with me. Yes?
Two things. Just Cigars and Boots. We'll be back at our normal location, Red Wing, starting this next month. We worked everything out, misunderstanding averted, crisis averted, every feather smoothed, and all that fun stuff.
Good.
So we'll be back where the food is, and the meat back patio is, and the and the good deals on drinks is. That's going back to normal. And I just wanted to request the light blue chairs need to go back out on the balcony patio. And then these chairs can just be folded up against the wall. We don't need to leave them set up because we didn't get them from up here.
Just one more thing that I thought of, and I'm sure you thought of something too. Victory lap, as far as this last Friday. You guys did a great job on the photography. Amazing. You guys, who here did not see pictures from the harness/bound party from Friday night? Who did not see the pictures? You need to go look them up. I mean, if you're not sure, contact me, because it was a major triumph for our group. First of all, they had tripled the normal attendance. I believe because it was publicized in the newsletter, our newsletter, and a lot of people belong to it who don't come here, but when they find out that there's something extra spicy going on, they'll come out for it, such as at the Harness Party, which had the theme of Bound this last time. We practiced the night before during the master class at Slave Keys. Yay for Slave Key.
Yay!
Yay. So that when we arrived, we arrived with a bang, and we got cranking real fast. We did some beautiful, beautiful suspension play with Slave Bob as our chosen victim. It was wonderful. It was performance art that we were all doing together. The reason why this is so important to me personally, I mean, you guys know me. I love being dominant. I love being the Julie the cruise director, but I'm getting away from that. What was so pleasing to me, in a year ago, that event, I would have supplied at least 100%, if not 150% of the energy of, let's get it going, let's get it going. This last Friday, I probably did maybe 1% of the energy that went into it. People showed up with open hearts and ready to go, and they brought their A game, and we all had fun together. We all did our parts. We showed everybody there what the real thing looks like. Absolutely big, supreme, powerful statement of brotherhood and cooperation, and just beautiful. And I thank everybody. Let's have a lot more of that. It was a wonderful evening. We're still getting rave reviews from all over the place. People are aghast at the pictures, like, wow, I want to be there next month, you know. So they're now the folks with the Harness Party are saying, we got to do that at least 4 times a year. People will get bored with it if it's 4 times a year. Yeah. So what were you going to say? Yeah. What? Somebody else?
I was just saying twice a year would be great.
Yeah, yeah. We can pick other themes. Because we can handle it. We're not just one note.
Get tired. His arms would get tired.
Yeah. Yeah, really, our Bob. So, all right, everybody. So, if nothing else, I wish everybody a lovely evening, and I will see you guys when I get back from D.C.